We're talking with Mona Shand. And what's your official title?
My official title is Field Representative for Livingston County for the office of 8th District Congresswoman Alyssa Slatkin.
I guess let's just start with, you know, what will that entail?
So I will be the Congresswoman's eyes and ears in Livingston County when she is in Washington, as she has to be quite often. So I will be representing her at events, whether they are chamber events, community events, school events, and also listening to constituents here in Livingston County to make sure that their needs are addressed, helping to connect them with the services that the office can provide to address any issues that they have.
Now, I know that the Congresswoman has an event coming up this Saturday at her Lansing district office, where she'll be, I think, introducing the staff. Are you going to be a part of that?
I will. So we're having an open house at the Lansing office from 1 to 4 on Saturday. And the whole team will be there, our caseworkers, our field representatives, our district staff, and, of course, the Congresswoman herself will be there.
Has she given you any specific direction in terms of what your, you know, what your focus is for Livingston County specifically?
Well, she really just wants us to be able to reach as many people as possible. So right now I'm focused on trying to reach out to a lot of our city and township and county officials and build relationships with them. She plans to be meeting with all of them one-on-one in the very near future. She's already started that process. We're also trying to build relationships with our chambers of commerce, with community groups, with pretty much every sort of organization, veteran services organizations, just looking at what can we do to better serve the people of the 8th District.
And there's a whole raft of services that, you know, congressional offices, you know, provide for constituents. And so you'll be the conduit for that, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Now, we do have casework experts who are trained in how to dive into those areas. But I can help connect people in Livingston County with those people. So if you are having an issue with Social Security, the IRS, immigration, the Postal Service, that sort of thing, we have caseworkers who can help on those topics. And, of course, we also want to hear about the good things that are happening in our county, whether that be Girl Scout or Boy Scout awards. If your school group is doing something fantastic, the Congresswoman will be coming out to read to a lot of elementary schoolers in March, with March being Reading Month. So we want to hear about the things that need to be celebrated in the county, as well as issues that we can help address.
So I think when people, you know, think of the Congresswoman, especially, you know, with her profile being on the Armed Services Committee, that there's so many, you know, big issues, big agendas that that she's made a part of. You represent the other end of that scale, then. These are the things district-wide that would just be normal constituent happenings.
Absolutely. There are a number of reasons why you might need to interact with your congressional office. And many people are unaware that their congressional office can help on those matters. So we want to make sure that people know of the things that we can provide, and also that they just let us know about the things that are happening. Our Congresswoman can only be responsive to the needs of our community if she knows what those needs are and she knows what sort of things are happening. And she's eager to roll up her sleeves when she is in the district and be at those community events. You know, you'll see her at the Walk for Warmth on Saturday morning. She judged a chili cook-off a few weeks ago. So, you know, if you have an event coming up and you think, oh, this might not be the sort of thing that I would invite a U.S. Congressperson please don't hesitate. This is a different age of Congress. This is a whole new era, and our office is going to function differently than congressional offices may have in the past. And she's very down to earth, and she wants to know about those individual things that are happening in the county.
Now, for you, I mean, obviously you've made a turn into politics with your run for state house last year, but you know, your background, you came out of journalism, You were a teacher before that. I guess, you know, just, so, you know, what were your thoughts about the congresswoman asking you to do this position?
Well, first of all, it was an honor just that she would ask me to be part of her team. I got to know her through the course of the campaign and just had enormous respect for her, both her background, her experience, and her vision for this area and for our country. So I was extremely honored that she would want me to be part of her team. I feel like it's a really good fit for me because I already do a lot of these things that I'm now going to be doing on her behalf. I'm already at a lot of community events. I already know a lot of our business leaders and organizations in the community. So I think it's a really natural fit, and it will both help her accomplish her goals and help me connect better with the communities that I love. While I ran for office, I did that because I wanted to serve the people of this area. And what I know is that being elected isn't the only way to accomplish that goal. So for me personally, this is still a way that I can be of service to the people of Livingston County.
And so for folks now, if they, you know, want to get a hold of you, how can they go about doing that?
So the best way would be through my email. And that email is mona.shand@mail.house.gov.
You've been on the job for a couple of weeks. How's it going so far?
So far, it's great. You know, it's really exciting for me to be able to meet with those people that I already know or new people and be able to introduce myself in a new way. And it's exciting to be part of what I feel like is a new way of looking at government and a new way of doing government.
Any final thoughts that you wanted to add?
I don't think so, just that I really hope people will not hesitate to get in touch with us and let us know about what's happening in their communities. I'm going to try to be everywhere I can, but I can't actually be everywhere in the county. So I'm counting on people to let me know what's happening.